Holy God. Listen, you can get out here and you can pray all night long. Lord, just give me understanding. Just give me knowledge. Just give me power and ability to do more. Until you get to the place, brother, that you can be, have love. You know, the children of God are looking good to you, brother.
Yeah.
You know, you ask that, look over there and see somebody and something fly in your mind. You don't like about them. Now, you didn't have that when you got the Holy Ghost. There was love, and love was found. Peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, brother, that's what Christ started us out with. And if we'll keep him back in our lives and going to God, we'll come out of it.
That wants to come out to him, trying to the Lord.
Oh.
come in. Now John done told him that. He'll be along that tomorrow, boy. I've done everything for you that John sent me to do. I've told you to repeat it. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Glory to God. I told you to bring forth fruit. Need for repentance. I'm baptized. Now that's all that God sent me to do. But you're not done yet. You people just hold on, because there's one that's coming after me that's bigger than I am. He's the brother got power to finish what I've already started. And the same brother on the day of Pentecost, when Peter raised up and began to preach, brother, glory to God. Oh, brother, the Holy Ghost began to fall on me.
Magnify God for his great mercy that he showed for Israel.
Yeah.
When I stop the ride, you see that it was getting up, brother. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost was upon the man as he was speaking. And he was prophesying, brother. And directly he turned to his little baby there and began to speak through the Spirit of God concerning this little child, and that's what I'm going to do. All right, now listen. I'll give you back now. Here's what the doctor I said. And thou, child, see, he just turned to his child, little John, away in there. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the high, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare him his way, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day sprang from on high hath visited us, to give life to them that sit in darkness. What was John supposed to do? Give life, give understanding to them.
Thank God.
He didn't know what to do, Brother John. To give life to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Oh, brother, how that thrills my soul. To guide our feet into the way of peace.
Yes.
There was a man named God, whose name was God. Why did he come to guide mine and your feet and the people that yonder in the way of peace?
Heaven, Lord.
Oh, brother, I love to praise God this morning for what I can see. To guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert still there. Of his showing us. Now I just read just a while ago where the word of God comes to John, the son of Zacharias, you know, brother, over in the wilderness. He didn't come into the country. He came into all the country of Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Now you people that are lost, you listen. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Listen, every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth, and all flesh, glory to God, shall see the salvation of God. Listen, brother, he didn't say that all flesh would see the salvation of God, then make you pass straight, fill up the valley, make the crooked pass straight. He said do that first.
Yeah.
And then all flesh that done it, brother,
somebody here that I
can
God help
us. So ask the Lord and come before him in a way that God will accept you. Now, brother, God has got the line drawn right there. And I'm going to use this song book as an illustration. And you people that are lost, I want you to look up here this morning. Right behind this line right here is the hall. Brother, Jesus Christ, God has set him out there. Situation for your sin. He is standing there with outstretched hands. He is saying, come unto me. Oh, Jesus, labor in a heavy place, and I'll give you rest. But listen, brother, he didn't say, Lord, I'll come and get you. He said, come unto me.
Help us, Lord. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Help us,
Why? He come a long way, brother. And when he got that old, he looked back and remembered how new this thing was in his father's house. And said, I'll die, and I'll go. Now, brother, there's the key down there. You're going to have to go. But now, when you do that, the Lord will see you. Listen now, I want to talk to you now about how he approached the Lord. As I said, I don't do this very much. And some of you are probably, you know, seem to do it before. But I feel like running and that's a
lot here.
And maybe it'll help him. I'm sure I'll ask that it will. Listen to the word of God, brother. Jesus said there were two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a publican. And this Pharisee stood off over here and prayed thus to him. All rearing back, you know, this crowd. Lord, I just thank you that I'm not like other men. Even as this old publican over here, even he's pointing his finger at the old publican standing over there. Lord, I thank you that I'm not like other men, or even as this old publican. I feel tired of all that I'm saying. I find so many times in the week and just bragging to high heaven on itself to the Lord. Oh, brother, it just makes you wonder how in the world did God just find that he come along? Glory to God. Oh, listen, and Jesus said over to the publican and once so much as lift his eyes unto heaven, but smote on his breast and said, oh, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Brother, Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down to here's another person over here that started just like I did. instead of getting down there, like the Bible said, repent. Drink forth fruits worthy of repentance. Oh, what the heart man believes unto Christ. Yeah. And what the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Instead of doing that, just raise your hands up. Glory, glory, glory. And just as black for sin as unto you. Oh, brother, I tell you, that wasn't feeling too bad. Somebody else. Brother, I was weighted down to the bad for sin. I had to talk about it.
Harvest time with the orchard, you know, and they had peaches and apples.